It is 12 minutes past nine. You're with Selena Green this morning here on ABC Southeast. Well, every now and then we like to check in what our men sheds have been up to across the region. We've got quite a few of them, very active, very busy, and always up to something different. To give us a bit of a wrap, Peter Hennis from the Mount Gambier Men Shed joins me in the studio. Peter, great to have you back in.
Good morning, Selena. Good morning, listeners.
Been keeping well, keeping busy?
Always keeping busy. Always keeping busy.
That is the trick, isn't it? Just to keep going. So we'd like to do a bit of a whip around with you every now and then of what the men's sheds have been up to. And let's start with your own shed here in Mount Gambier. And they've been busy building a new welding bay.
Yeah, we've been, because of the people that are in there now, it changes all the time. And at the moment, we've got quite a few people in there that are into the welding side of things. So we've made a bigger welding bay for them, and that actually should be up and running this morning.
Fantastic. And you had a morning tea, what, recently for the Cancer Council as well, and helps raise some money.
Yeah, each year we have a morning tea at the men's shed, and we usually run it, it's not just one, we usually run it over a Tuesday and a Thursday, so we get most of the people that are there. And this time we also had a barbecue lunch. Tony Passon come along. And as well, and we tended to rise $310 this year, so that wasn't bad for tea and scones.
Fantastic. That's a lot of tea and scones. That's a great effort.
Yeah.
What else has been happening with the Mount Gambier?
Well, after our AGM, after the last time I spoke to you, we had our AGM, and we got a couple of new office bearers in there, but also Peter Halliday has returned as president of the shed. Other things that are going on there are our wine barrels and so forth are still going strong. Plastic pods that we cut in half for garden beds, they're going fairly well. The garden beds are, we got so many of them going at the moment, it's incredible. We're having trouble keeping up with timber with them, and also for the park benches that we make, so the picnic table type thing. So everything seems to be going very strong with them.
Fantastic. And we should have a happy birthday shout out as well to one of your members.
We do, yeah. Kelvin Schmeibert. A lot of people in the southeast or in the Mount Gambier area know Kelvin. Well, he's our oldest member at the shed, and he celebrated his 97th birthday. So from all the shedders, I just got to say happy birthday, Kelvin.
Oh, well, and happy birthday from us here at ABC Southeast as well, Kelvin. Well done, 97 years. Happy birthday to you. All right, let's move on to the Port Mac shed. What have they been up to?
Well, they've been doing a stock take for insurance reasons, but on top of that, people have been hearing about the council putting in the picnic playground area down at Port MacDonald, and the shed has been tasked with making 14 totem poles out of parts of the jetty recycled timber and so forth. That's all finished now, so they're, I believe, getting put in shortly, if not in by now. They've been also making plenty of outdoor settings because they got the plans from us, so they seem to be going all right. And most sheds tend to share some of the things that they've got going at the time. And on top of that, they've been repairing a couple of park seats, the ones with the iron ends on them. So they've done them and let people know that their kindling is for sale, $10 per bag, and that's about 10 kilos in each bag.
Fantastic. So that's the Port MacDonald Men's Shed, if you want to get in touch with them about some kindling. Let's go to Millicent. Now, Millicent, obviously, they're looking after the community garden there, so that's keeping them pretty busy.
Yeah, that's a very busy area. It's a lot happening in that area at the moment. They've got their raised plots all up and ready at the moment. They've been producing some things in there. Whatever they produce, it goes to AC Care, and that's given to distributed out to those that are not so well off. So good on them for doing that. And on Tuesday of each month, between 1 and 2 o'clock, they're having a clean-up of the shed. It tends to be that some of the fellas over there are not doing their clean-up properly. And so they've designated a time now, and they'd like as many people as possible to step up to the plate.
All right. So that's Tuesday, first Tuesday of each month, 1 till 2. Let's go to Robe. Let's head up the coast. And they keep themselves pretty occupied with a rather finicky task, and that's sorting out red tags.
Yeah. They're probably one of the most therapeutic sheds in the southeast at the moment. The guys over there, as I was informed the other day, they go around and pick up the bread tags from a lot of the delis and so forth. They save them for them. And, of course, these bread tags are all in different colours and shapes and sizes and everything else. And so what the guys do is they, when they have their gathering, they light the fire and put the table in the middle of the room, tip all the bread tags out, and then they have a race to see who can sort the most out and what they in the most colours and so forth. And then in the meantime, there's quite a bit of banter goes around between the guys that are there. They try and solve all the world problems and everything else that's going on. And then they have a few cups of coffee to get it all over and done with, and that gets rid of whatever frustrations that they got for the week.
Sounds like a great good opportunity to get together and do a bit of work while you're at it. Got Peter Hennis in the studio this morning. Peter's from the Mount Gambier Men Shed and drops in regularly to give us a bit of a wrap on what's going on at our men's sheds around the region. Let's go to Narracourt. What have they been up to?
Well, Narracourt, I mentioned last year that they had some old wooden wheelbarrows that they were going to revamp. Well, apparently they've all been done. Four of them have been made up and redone. And the other week, several of the members went over to the Warwick homestead where they originally came from, handed them back over, and they're duly displayed where they need to be. And the shed has been getting one of the local nurses up there to come in and talk about men's health, which is what a lot of the sheds are supposedly about. The men's health and getting them to talk and so forth. So she's been coming in and talking about that, and that's been well received by the fellas up there.
Fantastic. What about Bordertown? Looks like they've been doing some extensions to their shed.
Yeah, Bordertown are doing some minor extensions. They do quite a few push bikes up there, and rather than trying to sell the push bikes, they've just been putting them on their front porch of the shed. Well, they tend to get a little bit wet there, and just it goes against the grain of what you're trying to do. You're trying to revamp these push bikes so people can ride them.
Let them out
in the rain and get rusty again. So they're going to put fill in their shed at the front there a little bit and give it a bit of protection. And also out the back on their lean-to, they're going to build that in as well, because that's where they're going to put the machinery rather than in the workshop area.
Fantastic. Well, since we're in the Tatiara, let's check in with Keith, and it sounds like they've had some pretty good attendance of late.
Yeah, they've been very good up there at the moment with attendance. They also held their AGM in April, saw most positions are come back again. Work-wise, members have been refurbishing several garden-style benches up there for the community caravan park, and they've made several new ones as well for the caravan park. Plus the shed's had several for the local public as well. They've been making metalwork. Fellas have been doing 20 odd sets of the components for the cocky gates that they make up there. And the other thing that they've been doing is the spoggy traps are apparently selling very well up there at the moment. Mud kitchens for the schools, and as the weather gets a bit cooler, a few of them are going to head off as the grey nomads and head north for the winter, as they normally do.
Fantastic. Tintinara, it looks like things are a little bit quieter there.
A little bit quieter there. They're just putting wiring in for installation of solar. But in the meantime, the local council, which actually comes from Taylor Bend or Murray Bridge up that way somewhere, they'd done a tour of the area not so long ago, whereby they pulled into the Tintinara shed, and the shed provided them with a luncheon. So that was well received as well.
Fantastic. And let's pop over the border to Western Victoria. Coleraine's been busy with some picnic tables.
They have been very busy. Over at the Wannon Falls, I mentioned last time that there was a new business starting up over there for most of it is for schools and that type of thing, where they take kids over there and, you know, give them demonstrations around the falls and so forth. And so they done 12 picnic tables up, 8 of them for the Wannon Falls area, 3 of them for other people, and then a lady wanted one that was made with a laminated top.
Nice.
And they couldn't understand what was going on there, so they actually went around and seen her, and her kitchen table and chairs and everything were, well, the table looked all right, so they ended up, they put the laminate from the table on top of the picnic table, and she's got a new kitchen table and chairs.
Fantastic. Well, it just goes to show, I mean, the ingenuity, the men sheds, they give most things a go. Well, and speaking of that, let's go to Haywood, because they're making a pretty interesting project as well. They're helping out a model plane collector.
Yeah, one of the model plane collector over there has asked them to make a runway. So they've been making a runway up for the model plane collector. They've been revamping old furniture and still doing the recycling and pick-up at the local hospital and the op shop. And they also now have a brand-new office to work from.
Fantastic. And let's wrap up with Casterton. They've got an open day coming up to try and get some new members?
Yeah, Casterton, unfortunately, there's only about one or two members over there at the moment, and they've been struggling fairly well. But it appears that there's a number of new people have moved into the area and have been asking questions about the men's shed and so forth. And so that on the 26th of May, the shed is having an open day over there. They're encouraging as many people as possible to get in there and have a talk and find out what it's all about. And that includes men and women, as to, might say men's shed, but some of the sheds in Victoria also cater for women as well. So if you get a chance, pop along and have a talk with them.
Fantastic. And as always, if you're interested in joining your local men's shed, just give them a call and ask them about membership. I'm sure they'll be happy to hear from you.
That's always the case, yeah.
Thanks, Peter. It's always good to see you. We'll see you in a couple of months' time.
We'll see you in about 8 weeks then, Selena.
Thanks,
bye,
Peter.
Listeners.
Peter Hennis there from the Mount Gambier Men's Shed. You're with Selena Green this morning. It's 24 minutes past 9.